Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah will talk about a situation where an ox that was a tam, which pays 50% damages, attacked a few different animals and he caused damage to each of them. What happens with the monetary payment that has to go out? As we've said, Megufo. The maximum that a owner of a tam ox has to pay out is the amount that the damager ox was worth. If 50% of the damages was 100 zuz, that means 100% of the damages were 200 zuz, and the ox was worth only 90 zuz, then the owner of that damaging ox would only pay out the 90 zuz. So we'll see how that plays in to this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Shor shenagah arba'a v'hamisha shevarim zeh ahar zeh. If you have an ox that gored four or five different oxen, one after another, and it was still a tam, even though it injured four or five, it was not warned by a bet din in between the different herdings of the other oxen, so therefore it was a tam the entire time. Yeshalem la'aharon shebahem. It pays the owner the half damage payment to the last victim. The others do not receive anything. So there are five oxen who are damaged. The owner of that damaging ox pays the last victim, the one who got damaged the latest, he pays him and everyone else does not get anything. The Gemara elaborates on this case and it really puts a lot more context into the situation. And it says, when we're talking about that the Hef Nezek goes to the last one that was damaged, that's talking about a situation where after the ox damaged the first ox, the owner of that damaged ox grabbed on to the damaging ox because it wanted to make sure that it didn't get away. He wanted to take it for himself. And therefore, when he took it for himself, he took it as payment for himself, but it really became now his responsibility. And then that ox went out and hurt another ox. And then that owner grabbed onto it and made it his because he wanted to get payment because he knew this ox has been damaging others. I don't want them to take the ox. I want to make sure I get it. So it became his responsibility as well. And then that the ox left his possession and hurt a third ox. And it kept on going and on. And every time a ox would be injured, the owner of that injured ox would take this damaging ox for themselves, but it would keep on getting out until it finally got to the last victim. It damaged the ox of that last victim. He got it for himself. He grabbed onto it and he held onto it. And that ox did not damage another person. So therefore, what do we say? Every single person whose ox was damaged is owed money, but also owes out money besides for the last person. For example, the first person whose ox was damaged, he now is owed, we'll make up numbers, he's owed 100 zuz by the original owner of that ox. But since the ox left his responsibility once he grabbed onto it and injured the ox of man number two, he now owes out 100 all the way until the end. So what do we say ends up happening over here? The last victim, who doesn't owe anything out, he gets paid by the original owner of the ox. He gets paid the 100 zuz. Let's say the damage done to everybody that was owed out was 100 zuz. And he receives the full 100 while everyone else receives nothing. That's what the Gemara comments about this situation. But if the Mishnah read without the Gemara's adding in the more context over there, let's say they didn't grab onto the ox, that the ox kept goring. It was under the responsibility of the original owner the whole time, and then it damaged four or five oxen. That original owner would be obligated to make all of the half damage payments, all of them. He would have to pay the first victim first, then the second victim second, and so on until all of the value of his ox was paid up. Megufo still applies. He wouldn't have to pay more than the value of his shor tam. If it was 200, if it was worth 200, his own shor, then the damage that happens would only be limited to 200. He would only have to pay out 200, no matter how many oxen he damaged. And we now continue our case. Im yesh bo motar yahazir shelefanav. If the amount owed to the second to the last victim is more than the amount owed to the last victim, then the last victim who received the payment, he returns it he returns that difference to the one before him, to the second to last victim. We'll spell out an example over here as well. Let's say the situation is every victim owes 100 zuz to the one that came after him, but the second to last victim only owes out 50 zuz to the last victim. That's the way the damage works. So in this last case, the last victim, who's being paid by the original owner of the ox, he's being paid the full value of the original ox that was damaging. So let's say he was worth 100 zuz. So that last victim is being handed 100 zuz by the original owner of that ox. But the damage that happened to his ox was only worth 50 zuz. So he only keeps the 50 zuz. And what he would do is he then gives 50 zuz to the person who was damaged before him. So the last victim is getting everything that he needed, the 50 zuz of damage that he went through. The second to last victim is getting less than the full damage that he had. You know, he had 100 zuz of damage happened to his animal, but he's getting 50 zuz, which was the remainder of the amount that was paid to the last victim, and everyone else gets nothing. V'im yesh bo motar. And we continue, if the payment owed to the third to last victim was more than the total payments owed to the last two victims together, then yahazir shelefanav panav. Then the last victim then returns part of the remainder to the second to last victim and then part to the third to last victim. Let's play it out. So similar over here. Let's say the payment due to the third to last victim was 100 zuz. The payment due to the second to last victim was 50 zuz, and the payment due to the last victim was 20 zuz. So it's 100, third to last victim, 50, the second to last victim, and 20, the last victim. So the original owner of the ox that did all this damage, hands 100 zuz to the last victim. The damage that happened to him was only 20 zuz. So he takes 20 zuz out of that 100 and takes it and puts it in his pocket. He then would give 30 zuz to the second to last victim, because the difference between what he kept and what that second to last victim was owed was 50 minus 20, so it's 30. So he gives the difference between his payment and the previous victim's payment to that previous victim, and therefore he gives him 30. He gives him 30, and then he has 50 left over. So he gives that 50, he gives to the third to last victim, because the combination of the last victim took 20 for himself, the second to last victim took 30 for himself, the combination of that was 50, and the difference between what's owed to the third to last victim and the money that was already taken by the other two victims was 50, so therefore he keeps that 50 zuz. The third to last victim would get 50 zuz. He was originally owed 100, but there's only 50 left, so he gets that. And the others would receive nothing. Be'aharon, aharon, niskad. In every single case, doesn't matter how many victims were owed, the very last one benefits. He's the only one who would not have to pay anyone else. He gets the full payment. The last victim always gets what part of what he was owed. And therefore, that's what happens. He's the only one that would not have to pay anyone else. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. According to his opinion, only if that victim would then grab on to the ox and therefore really claim responsibility for it, does he have to pay out for any damage that that ox may do in the future. But according to him, if he doesn't grab onto that animal, he thus doesn't have any responsibility, and he wouldn't be responsible for the damage that that ox would do going forward. That's Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Shimon, who we're going to talk about now, he would disagree. He says that anytime a ox does damage to a person's ox, so the goring ox, anytime he does damage and creates a victim ox, in that situation, the owner of that victim ox automatically has now a joint ownership in that damaging animal equal to the amount that he's owed. He works that out automatically, according to the Bishimon. If an ox hurts my ox, I now have a joint ownership in that goring ox to the amount of the damage that I'm owed. So therefore, automatically, according to the Bishimon, I'm part owner in that ox once it does damage to my ox, and I have together, joint ownership with that original owner, and therefore we now share liability for any damages that ox may do in the future. Again, even if I don't grab onto it, even if I do not claim responsibility. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shor Shave Matayim, Shenagah, Shor Shave Matayim, according to Rabbi Shimon, if a tam ox that was worth 200 zuz, Gordon ox that was worth 200 zuz and he killed it, and the carcass of that animal, the body of that animal, is negligible, it's not worth anything. According to him, the victim over here would take mane, which is 100 zuz, which is half of the damage payment, because he was owed 200, because his shor died, that was worth 200, it was killed. So he gets 50% of that, which is 100. And the original owner keeps 100 zuz of that ox. So therefore, they now have joint ownership in this animal. Hazar v'nagah, shor aher shave matayim. If the ox then went again, and it killed another ox that was worth 200, and he killed it, and same here, the body of that ox that was killed wasn't worth anything. Haron notel maneh. The second victim would take a maneh, he would be owed 100 zuz, because he's also owed now a half damage payment. But how does he get paid? He gets paid a total of 100 from the original owner, 50 zuz that he gets from the original owner, half of it. And the first victim, whose ox was gored and died, who, as we said, automatically takes joint ownership in that goring animal, he also would have to pay 50 zuz, because they jointly own that animal, they own half of the animal each, so now they're each responsible, the original owner and the victim, to pay for the damage, the second animal that this shor killed. Veshelefanav, so what we see from here is, let's say cash value wasn't paid out to the last victim over here, but a chelek, a joint ownership in this goring ox happened, so the second victim over here is now owed 100. So now he grabs onto 100 zuz worth of that ox. That's his now. The original owner has now a diluted ownership and he only keeps 50 zuz of that ox that was originally worth 200. He gave up half of his ownership to the first victim. And now he's giving up another half of what he owes after that to the second victim. So he stays with 50. The first victim, who had 100, because he collected his full 100 damages out of this ox, he now has to give up 50 of that to the second victim. So you end up with the original owner has 50 zuz ownership of it. The first victim of damage also has 50 zuz ownership in it. And the second victim has 100 zuz of ownership in this animal. Hazar v'nagah shor aher shaveh matayim. Now let's say the ox goes out and does more damage. It kills one more ox that was worth 200 and the carcass was worth nothing. So now the third victim here is entitled to 100 zuz, which is half the damage that happened to him. So he's entitled to 100 zuz. How does he get that 100 zuz within ownership of this ox? He would go to each of those other three owners of the ox, which is the original owner, the first victim and the second victim. And in proportion of the share of the animal that they own, they would have to now give it up. So he takes half payment from the second victim, which is second victim has 100 zuz ownership of it. So he gives 50 zuz up. Then he goes to the other, the first victim who was owed, who owns 50 zuz worth. He would take 25 zuz from him, and he would go also to the original owner who owned 50 zuz of this ox and take 25 zuz from him. And therefore, what you end up with, v'shelefanav hamishim zuz, what comes out here is that the second victim who owned 100 zuz ownership in it, he ends up with 50 zuz ownership of it. Ushnaim harishonim dinar zahav, and each of the first two, the owner and the first victim, are left with a dinar zahav, a gold dinar. A gold dinar is worth is 25 zuz. So you end up over here with the original owner owns 25 zuz equity stake in the ox. The first victim also owned 25 zuz stake in the ox. The second victim owns a 50 zuz stake in the ox, so that's 25, 25, 50 for 100. And now this third victim, who just took ownership because he was the last one to get gored, owns 100 zuz ownership in the ox for a total of 200 zoos that they collectively own altogether.